This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. My next guest wrote a book a few years ago called Why Work Sucks and How to Fix It, The Results Only Revolution. It came out of some work that she was doing in 2003 with her partner, Callie Ressler, and the two of them devised a plan for Best Buy, which essentially said, look, we don't care when you do the work as long as you get the work done. It's a plan that they called Results Only Work Environment, or R-O-W-E, ROWE. And I read about it this week, and I said, well, let's get her on the show to talk about it. So, Jody Thompson, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. It's great to be here.
Tell me about how Best Buy reacted when you went to the management there and said, you shouldn't tell your workers when to come to work. You should only care about what they do when they're working.
Well, it wasn't very received very well, Paul. I think people had a fit. And it was because managers were used to managing people's time and place, and they were worried that if people just got to do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, that the work would not get done. And we realized that people didn't know what the work really was. So we uncovered a big, dirty secret. It was pretty scary.
Did they ever say, oh, now we get it?
Well, no. They didn't say now we get it. It was kind of interesting. What we learned was that people didn't want flexibility. They didn't want managers controlling their time. What people really wanted is they wanted control over their own time, which was autonomy. And so results-only work environment is really 100% autonomy and 100% accountability. And it's the accountability piece that's missing in organizations. It's that understanding what the work really is. What we're really doing is we're just clocking our time. And that's what managers are used to managing, people's time and place. We have to switch that. We have to get clear on measurable results, hold people accountable to that. That's what the future of work is going to be. And that's what we're not tooled up to do today in workplaces.
Particularly for people who work in what I call cubicle jobs in this country, there is way too much emphasis on be here by 9, take your lunch at 12:30, you're back on the job at 1, and then you can leave at 5. And what I have found in places that I have worked is that leads to a lot of people who are there on time but are spending too much of the day, well, maybe they're browsing the internet, maybe they're standing around in the coffee room talking about this, that, or the other thing, and work actually isn't getting done. Or maybe in some cases, Jody, their work is getting done and they don't need to be there for 8 hours to do it.
Well, that's absolutely right. And the thing is that we're relying on people to always be around, but a lot of times we don't really know what they're doing. But we're complacent about that. We think, well, as long as they're there, their work must be happening. And we really don't know what that is. People are doing a lot of activities. And you know what's really scary, too, is that at the end of the day, if something isn't getting done, people will just say, well, I put in my time. And we always know the people that aren't doing anything, and it's hard to really performance manage that because people will say, well, look, I did my time, I put in my hours, give me my paycheck.
Yep.
And that's a problem.
And the converse is you have people who can get their work done in 5 or 6 hours, and now they're sitting around doing nothing at their desk trying to make work happen or just stalling and working slower just so they can fill up a day.
Oh, exactly. Or the manager will say, well, look, you got your work done in less time. I'm going to give you more work. So what we're doing is we're punishing efficiency. It's a big problem. We have to throw out the time clock. We have to start getting really clear about what measurable results are. And guess what? Let's give people 100% autonomy and hold people accountable to the exact work. Let's level the playing field. No results, no job. Not no results, I'm going to take away your flex time. That's like so last century.
What has happened in the workplaces where you have been able to convince the boss to put this into action?
Well, it's amazing what happens. I mean, first of all, people start acting like adults, right? The conversations become much more about the work. The conversations are not subjective anymore. They're objective. And let me tell you some results. Talk about 100% top-line growth in 5 years. 50% decrease in overtime costs. There's things like 20% increase in production teams in terms of productivity. You know, this is working in manufacturing plants. It's working in government agencies. It's working in childcare centers, education. Results-only work environment is not a flexibility program, and it's not incremental change. It's game-changing. And we have a proven process that helps take people through this. It's very exciting. It's the future of work, and it's not one of those, you know, management by walking around or TQM programs or self-directed work teams. This is radically different. And it's really holding people accountable to what they were hired to do, and that's produce results.
What do you say to Marissa Mayer, who became the CEO of Yahoo a little over a year ago, and one of the first things she did was say, you can't work at home anymore. I want you here. I want you collaborating here. We only innovate when we're together.
Oh, my gosh. I could not believe it when that happened. That is so 1952. Are you kidding me? Take me right back to the Mad Men episode. First of all, collaboration happens around the work. And we have so many ways to collaborate today. When you bring people all together in an office, yeah, they're collaborating. They're collaborating about the game on the weekend, you know, about their kids, about all sorts of what recipes they're using. When, you know, people are still not clear about the work, just bringing them together in an office doesn't mean that the real work is going to happen. That was an awful move on my, I think, in my opinion. So what needs to happen is people need to really start talking about what the real work is and get clear and measurable results and hold people accountable to that. That is what's not happening.
But you know that there are a lot of bosses who say, look, I got to have meetings with my staff so we can go over strategy. I want to be able to walk down the hall and ask Jody a quick question and have her get back to me right then and there while I'm standing there. I don't want to have to chase her down while she's running off with the kids to the dentist.
Yeah, that is so silly. You know, that whole get my question answered quickly, I mean, that is very me-focused. That is not work-focused. If you need a question answered, there's a lot of ways to get that. I will answer your question. I will respond to you. Put the question out there. Send me a text. Send me an email. Call my voicemail. Do whatever you need to do, and I will respond to you. That stuff that we think needs to happen quickly, it's that whole, it's all about me right now instead of about the work. Put the question out there and go about your business. I will get back to you. Work happens. It's so interesting in a results-only work environment. How productivity and how work moves along quickly when people are focused on what matters. If you're clear about the work, teams will move the work along. In those kind of situations, it's not about the work. It's about my own, what I think I need and not what the work really requires. That's the problem. It becomes very much about me in that situation.
Now, I mentioned I mentioned the beginning that you and Callie put this idea together when you were doing some human resources work for Best Buy, and it took a while, but eventually they did implement results-only work environment there. But they like Marissa Mayer at Yahoo, they dumped it last year, too. Why?
Well, there's lots of reasons people do that. You know, when business looks like it's a little shaky, people will oftentimes revert back to things like all hands on deck, right?
Yep.
But what they're really doing is they're trying to get control over people again. Instead of taking control over what the work is, they start controlling people, okay? So what they're doing is they're taking autonomy away from people, and they're still expecting them to, say, answer emails at all day and night and take calls all the time. And they're taking control away from people during, like, the hours of 8 to 5, let's say. So they really haven't gained anything. But what they've done is they've decreased motivation, morale, engagement. So they've dampened all of that, right? And they've given managers control over people's time during a certain 40-hour work week. They haven't gained anything. What they've done is they've reduced morale and engagement.
I would think that they're also making sick people come to work sick and make everybody else sick.
Right. It seems so logical, doesn't it, that people can't see that? But this happens all the time in large corporations.
Yeah, now I can see that there would be places where this couldn't work. If you're a waiter at a restaurant, you can't just come in whenever you want and help out whenever you want or do your work from home. But there are plenty of service jobs and office jobs in America where results results-oriented or results-only work environments would seem to be a great answer and would probably end up reducing turnover. Jody, thanks so much for joining me here today. I love talking to you about this.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Jody Thompson, co-author with Callie Ressler of Why Work Sucks and How to Fix It, The Results-Only Revolution. I'm Paul Harris. This job doesn't suck. I'm proud to be the host of America Weekend every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Networks. America Weekend.